Tanya for the 22nd of Sivan, Chav Beis Sivan, is in Peidik Zayin, Chapter 7 of Shari Yichud V'Emuna. It's in on page 310 in the English Tanya. The Rebbe said earlier that in order for a created being, a created state, to be called a world, to be considered an Olam, it has to be governed by time and space, which means that everything in the world has to have a separate time and a separate space that distinguishes it from other things, that they can't, two things cannot share the same time and same space in a created condition called a world. That's the finiteness and the division of creations in a physical state, in a created state, that each one has its own place and its own time. Whereas in the world of oneness, on a higher level, there is no time and space, there is no separation. All things can coexist at the same time and in the same place. This time and place is not relevant at all, doesn't exist at all in the higher attributes, in the nine attributes from Chesed to Yesed. It's relevant only to the attribute of Malchus. Since Malchus is the Midah that influences others, Ein Melech B'loi Am, there can't be a king without people. So kingdom, royalty, is that characteristic or that quality within a person that relates to others, to strangers. And therefore the stranger exists and has a significance relative to the attribute of Malchus. So Malchus creates time and space. Since Malchus, the attribute of Malchus, is the creator and the sustainer of time and space, therefore time and space is really bottled to its creator, to its mukkid, like the light of the sun within the sun. Now on the other hand, in the attribute of Malchus, although it's the lowest level that deals with the outside, with the created state, yet in the attribute of Malchus there is a presence of the Eibishter himself, as the Alter Rebbe says in today's Shir Tanya, five lines from the bottom. Now, although the Eibishter himself is above time and place, is not governed by past, present, and future, or by here and there, which makes up space, even so, the Eibishter exists and is present in time and space, which is what we mean by les asar poniminei, there is no place devoid of him. How is the Eibishter present in the low condition of time and space? The haynu shemisyachid b'midas malchusei shemimeno nimshach v'nesav ha'mokim v'hazman v'zehu yichud tato. The Eibishter is united with the attribute of Malchus, which creates the time and space, and therefore he is present in the time and space through the attribute of Malchus. And this is the level called Yehuda Tato, the lower level oneness, Shiluv Havaye Be'adnus, the presence of the name Havaye in the name Adnus Baruch Hu, which means that there exists a state of time and space, but it is bottled to the Eibishter because he is present there. Which means that the essence of God, who is called Ein Seif, he fills the entire earth, even the earth, all the created worlds, in time and space. Because on the earth, in the condition of the earth, to the four sides, and above and below and so on, all of it is filled with the presence of God equally. Ki kahu ba'aretz mitachas kemei b'shamayim imal mamish. He is as existent, as present in the earth below, as he is in the heavens above. Ki ha'kel hu b'chinas mokim ha'botel b'metzius b'edein sev baruch hu. Because this is all the various levels of space. When we say higher world, lower world, these are all distinctions that make up this quantity called space, and all of it is bottled to the Eibishter, hamislabish be'ayidei midas malchusei, that is clothed in the condition of space through the attribute of malchus, hamyuchedus be'yizbarech, which is united with him. The malchus is united with him. So this is the level of Yehuda Tato, because we're recognizing that there is an earth and a heaven. There are four sides to the earth, like the Ches and the Dalet of the Echad. And we're saying that those are bottled to the Eibishter, they are bottled to their Mokke, they're bottled to their Creator. Zach Midas Malchusei Midas Tzimtzum Vehester Lahastir Eyesev Baruch Hu. Only at the same time, the attribute of Malchus is the attribute of Tzimtzum and concealment, that conceals the presence of the Eibishter. Shelo yibatlu hazman v'hamokim metziyusam legamri, so that the time and space should not become bottle, nullified, v'lo yihi yeshum b'chin hazman u'mokim b'metziyus afilu tachteinim, and then there would be no time and space even in the lower world. The world would exist, but not in the condition of time and space. Everything would be bottle, everything would be one, there'd be no distinction between one creature and another. Fire and water, up and down, all would be one without distinctions of time and space. So this is the level of Yehuda Tato, that there is an existence of time and space, but it is bottle to the Eibishter, who is present in the attribute of Malchus that creates time and space. Only that bittle is not felt by the time and space because of the concealment, which is Malchus. Malchus conceals and therefore allows the time and space to continue to exist. In the Hayyim Vein for the 22nd of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that La'amiras v'havienu l'sholim, that in the bracha before the Shema, when we say the words v'havienu l'sholim from the four corners of the earth, we take together the two tzitzis of the front of the talus. And then he brings the back, the tzitzis from the back, from the left side. And then he brings the tzitzis of the right corner in the back. And he holds all four tzitzis, bein k'mitza l'zedes d'yad smo. He holds it between the pinky and the ring finger of the left hand. Neishkim ha-tzitzis, sheish po'omim. We kiss the tzitzis six times in the Shema. Hainu ba'amiras teves tzitzis, tzitzis l'tzitzis. And by the word emes, and by the words kayemes and lo'ad.